This is My Voice, My Ability, My Rights, hosted by young people with disabilities, for people with disabilities, and the community. Public transport. How do people with disabilities experience discrimination, and how can they stand up to it? The Australian Human Rights Commission reported that in 2014, 1.2 million people with disabilities reported difficulties using public transport. With these statistics in mind, we asked if young people with disabilities were worried about discrimination happening once they'd left home.
I know there was one time on the news, a person that had disability was really hurt on a train, and we don't want that anymore because people have got rights. Maybe because they can't walk as fast as you can doesn't mean you have to push them around.
It's situations and statistics like these that require us to ask people, like Margot Morris from the Intellectual Disability Rights Service.
What is a discrimination?
So discrimination is when someone treats you unfairly. But not all discrimination is unlawful, because we all get treated unfairly sometimes. But if someone treats you unfairly because you have a disability, that might be unlawful. The law protects people against discrimination in areas like getting services, using public transport.
Next, we spoke to Julia Mansauer from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre.
Is public transport a big issue for people with a disability?
That's a great question. Yes, I think that public transport is a huge issue for people with disabilities. For a long time now in the law, we've had, under the Disability Discrimination Act, some law called the transport standards, which say that public transport has to be accessible to people with disabilities. But unfortunately, there isn't always a great amount of compliance by every provider of public transport. And as a result, people who have disabilities have trouble doing ordinary things like catching buses and trains.
We asked barrister Kelly Edwards, who is an advocate for people with disabilities, about cases involving discrimination law in public transport.
What are some of your most famous cases?
I acted for the then Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graham Innes, who's blind, and he sued RailCorp because they weren't making announcements on trains. And we won that case, and that's a reported judgment and made good law. So I'm very proud of that one.
Public Interest Advocacy Centre has tried to help a number of different clients in making public transport more accessible.
Julia Mansauer again from the PIAC, who also worked with Graham Innes to successfully sue RailCorp in 2013.
And the court found in that case that RailCorp, the manager of the trains, weren't doing enough to make announcements audible for Graham and for other people with disabilities that needed those announcements. And so over time, Sydney Trains, which is now RailCorp, has worked really hard to improve those audible announcements. So that's the way that we try to use cases to make public transport more accessible.
Interesting. Do people with a disability get discriminated against in any cases?
A lot of people experience discrimination because discrimination under the law actually means less than equal treatment. And for people with disabilities, it also means somebody not making reasonable adjustments to you so that you can use a service, for example, in the same way as everybody else can use a service. So when a taxi driver says, I'm not going to take that companion animal in the car with me, that taxi driver doesn't necessarily think that they're discriminating or being unkind to somebody. But under the law, that kind of conduct is discrimination because there are a range of different people that need companion animals to be able to access, for example, taxis.
Dave Chune from Vision Australia agrees.
A lot of places, companies, organisations aren't aware of the Disability Discrimination Act, and in particular with things like seeing eye dogs. I've seen instances where transport operators, individual drivers, might get a little bit upset that they have to carry a dog. They don't want to do it, but they are bound by law to do that.
After learning about discrimination and cases involving disability discrimination in public transport, we asked Kelly.
What advice do you give to people with disabilities?
My advice changes depending upon the nature of the disability, because, of course, what might be a reasonable adjustment if you're blind, so for Mr. Innes, it was announcing stations on trains, is going to be very different for someone who's in a wheelchair, because what they need to get on and off a train is quite different. Whether it's reasonable or not is a whole other issue as well, and will change depending upon what adjustment you're asking them to make.
However, you should always remember that the law states you cannot be punished for complaining about being treated unfairly. If you have a legal problem and don't know where to go for help, contact the free service Law Access New South Wales on 1300 888 529 or go to lawaccessnsw.gov.au for more information. This series was created by 104.1 CHYFM in Coffs Harbour and funded by the Law and Justice Foundation for the Community Radio Network. It was presented by Uriah, Haley, Brianna, Kayla, Percy and Hayden, edited by Beth Hennis and directed by Becky Cole.